I could tell this story of getting my house. That's kind of an interesting story. Actually, I brought some photos along, which are connected to stories. But in any case, on one day, my mother, invited me to go downstairs to the house where there's a safe, the family safe, where she keeps all the treasured papers and stuff like that. She opened it up, and she gave me, first thing she gave me was a copy of my bachelor's degree from the university, which I'd never seen before. And this was in 1980, and I graduated back in 1970. And then my father had passed away in 1968. But on this occasion, she brought out the money and the documents, the stocks that my father had left me, all the money that he had left for me. I think she was under instructions to give this stuff to me when I got married. But I think she was beginning to see that that wasn't going to happen. So any case, suddenly I had all this wealth on my hands. So I went to Guru and I asked Guru what I should do with it. And Guru said, buy a house. And this was in February. And Guru said to buy a house in time for April celebrations. Then I could put a lot of disciples in the house for April celebrations. And in any case, so I went around looking for a house. And finally, I found one that Guru liked. And so, there was an old lady living in it who said that she could be out by March 31st, which meant we could have it ready for celebrations. So anyhow, I got a mortgage and had the whole closing and the lawyers and everything. And we did the whole deal. And then the old lady said she needed till April 31st. She needed another month to prepare herself for moving. So, I told Guru what happened. I said, Guru, it doesn't look like the house will be ready for April celebrations because the lady wants to stay there till the end of April. And then Guru said, buy another house. And my understanding of that was, what I said to Guru was, but Guru, I already put down like whatever it was, $20,000, and we have a mortgage and the closing and sign the papers. If you're back out of it, that's problems. So I'm telling Guru all my outer problems. And then Guru says, well, tell Chidananda to buy that house and you get another house. So then I called up Chidananda and I said, Chidananda, Guru wants you to buy this house that I bought, because he wants me to get another house for April celebration. And so in any case, it was already March. And it took me, it was like well into March, and it took me like a long time to get the mortgage for the house and make a deal and everything like that. And then have the closing. There's usually a big delay in the closing. For some reason, they have to check it out. They have to do all these different, inspections and stuff like that. And I had maybe about 2 weeks to get another house before April celebration. It seemed impossible. And before I'd been looking for a couple of weeks, and it took me a couple of weeks to find that house. And I mean, the funny thing is, I did manage to find another house, and it was practically across the street from where I was living, but they didn't have a sign up there. So I'm not sure how I figured out the house was for sale, but somehow I must have come to my notice. Maybe someone mentioned it or something. And then I started speaking to the person who owned this other house. It turned out his mother had recently passed away, and he was selling the house, and he was a lawyer. So he had the ability to find me a mortgage, to set the closing, and to do everything that needed to be done within about a week, which is unheard of. It was almost impossible to do. And well, of course, before buying the house, I brought Guru there to show it to him so he could approve it. And he looked at it, and he was satisfied with the house. And then basically it was ready for celebrations. And I think we put about 30 disciples in there during that celebration. And then soon after celebrations, had, people moved in, and Guru came and visited the house, and in the room, he visited all the rooms, and he spoke to all, gave advice to various people, like that they not to have their clothes out in the open, that they should put a curtain in front of where their clothes are if they don't have a closet, and various other, you know, little bits of practical advice Guru gave to people in the rooms. And in one room, he sat and meditated for quite a while on the house. He also said that, you know, if any, you know, he had to approve of any people who were living in the house. And he made it clear that it was his house and not my house.